Shintes Sif Beis. Kakola Shalis and Nekuva Visosma Ve'evin. If you have a basket that had a hole in it and you stopped up the hole with a stone. Mutala Tatala Sharei Nazak Adoifna. If you want that stone to remain there and become part of the basket, then it becomes part of the basket. It's not mukhs anymore. Chendela Shatoilam Be'evin Kedei Lachbida Lamalas Be'mayim. They used to take an empty pumpkin or bird, dry it out, and use it for drawing water, but it floats. So they would fix a stone in it as a weight so that it should go into the water. That stone is also considered part of this kli, because it's necessary in order to draw the water. This is only permitted in Mukosha Yavashin and Oifel. If it was tied well, so the stone won't fall out, the whole thing is permitted in Mutala Malasbo, Shukumot Las Atzmoy, Shubotla Gavo. In that situation, we treat it as part of this dried pumpkin. And therefore, the stone is part of the pumpkin, and it's not mukzah. Vimlav also, but if the stone just falls out, then everything becomes mukzah because the dalas is supporting the stone, and the stone is mukzah. It becomes a process for the stone.